InfoWars, tomorrow's news, today.
All right. The old globalist order is dead. Now, what will replace the power vacuum? That is what Trump is trying to do. Overall, he's doing an excellent job, though. There are some problems with his messaging, particularly on Greenland. I'll be explaining that today. We have Ezra Levant joining us from Davos, where Trump will be arriving tomorrow morning. They're already burning American flags and chanting that they, you know, want the United States kicked out of NATO, which is exactly what we want. So all of this is coming to a head. We also don't just have Ezra Levant on. We have some other amazing guests with incredible details that nobody is pointing out with how Trump can absolutely win this Greenland thing in spades if he'll just listen to us. He messed up the Canada stuff with the 51st state behavior. And now the joke memes of, you know, the entire northern part of North America, Canada, you name it, under U.S. control. I know Trump likes to have fun. That's great for the constituency. It's not good for soft power. We've got so many other big issues. But first, I wanted to just remind you of replacement migration and the U.N. plan to smash the West and why we should back Trump. Here it is.
The Democrat open borders plan to entrench single-party rule, explained in under 2 minutes. One, flood the country with untold millions of illegals by land, sea, and air from all over the world, enough to eclipse the populations of 36 individual U.S. states so far. Two, prioritize the needs of these millions of non-citizens over the needs of the American citizen, with free flights, buses, hotels, meals, and phones, ensuring their loyalty to the political party that imported them. Three, keep them in the country at all costs, even when they commit violent crime like murder and rape. Attack the language used to describe the criminals, as opposed to the criminals themselves. Slander critics as racist. Four, ensure their privileges are made irrevocable with city and state sanctuary laws that act as population magnets. Codify permanent status and ensure non-cooperation with ICE. Five, count the non-citizens in the census that will determine congressional apportionment in the House of Representatives. As of now, that would equal 13 extra congressional districts, a tremendous amount of electoral power. Six, wage a massive, heavily funded lawfare campaign to change state voting laws that legalize mass mail-in ballots, no signature verification, and no proof of citizenship requirements, making it nearly impossible to prove voter fraud. Seven, lock in the permanent voting majority with campaign promises of lavish benefits and permanent privileges, enshrining generational fealty to the Democrat Party. Eight, win elections. 9. Entrenched single-party rule has been achieved. The best part? Your tax dollars are paying for it.
This is clearly a pattern by the radical left to prevent more deportations because the left has built their political house of cards on mass immigration, and they don't want to see their voters, their ballot harvesters, their headcount be deported. Everything we're seeing, whether it's illegal immigration or rioting or you name it, fraud, it's due to lack of consequences. For decades, we have looked the other way from illegal immigration, from overstaying visas, from working without authorization, from committing identity and document fraud. That's how we got to anywhere from 11 to 20 million illegal aliens before Joe Biden entered the White House. And then he doubled that. Now that the Trump administration is trying to enforce immigration laws, the left doesn't like it. Illegal aliens don't like it. And so they're lashing out. It's kind of like parenting 101. If you're not going to be a parent and discipline your children when you suddenly do so, kids lash out and have tantrums. We're seeing the adult version of that. We need much more immigration enforcement,
absolutely,
many more deportations, not just worse.
It's about the very survival of our country, folks. We don't need 20,000 ICE. We need 200,000. We'll be right back. Stay with us.
We're gonna make it, men! Now look here. Even to this very day, I still have my trusty old trench knife from the war.
Order now at thealexjonesstore.com.
Hello, friends. Welcome to my home. We have all kinds of supplements.
Sometimes we have BOGO Sups.
We're always coming out with new products, and this is one of my favorites. You can shop for all of our supplements and apparel right here on the phone app.
We now take you live to the Central Texas Command Center in the heart of the resistance. Rallying patriots worldwide. You're listening to The Alex Jones Show.
System has completely collapsed. They're reporting that in the Tokyo Times. They're reporting that in the London Times. They're reporting that in the Times of London. They're reporting that in the New York Times. They're reporting that in the Wall Street Journal. You've got a lot of people that have actually been members of the globalist system, like Malik, who I've met before and know, who ran the Aspen Institute. The role of the nation state under the Trump presidency ends globalism. And that's what this is. And so when you see Trump saying, okay, I guess you guys don't want peace. He's talking about NATO and Ukraine. Fine. You didn't give me the peace prize. Okay, well, I'll just take Greenland. We have a contract that both parties have to agree to get our bases, meaning they can't ever get rid of us there. So the way Trump is going about this is rallying people around Greenland to make Denmark and NATO look like good guys. And I get he's doing that to have a rift with NATO and an excuse to put pressure on NATO other than making it about Ukraine. Because then they can spin it back and say he's a Russian agent and all that crap. By turning it into a fight with NATO over Greenland, he thinks he's putting pressure on him. And I get what he's doing. And it's had some success, but it would be much better. And I'll talk about this with Ezra Levant, who is an incredible researcher and journalist who is at Davos. He just got a bunch of big confrontations with globalists. They're back in their hotel right now editing those. We're going to exclusively. I wasn't sure when we're going to get Ezra on. I said, well, come on later if you haven't needed time to get your videos ready. Is he coming on at noon or at 1, guys? Okay, well, yeah, okay, 1 o'clock, good, because he was ready to come on at noon. I said, you don't have time to get your videos ready? He goes, no. I said, we'd rather have him premiere those here, so. You know, he's confronted Klaus Schwab, Albert Bourla, you name it. We've got all the hundreds and hundreds of private jets arriving there. But they want all of us, of course, to not even be able to eat meat and get rid of our pets and get rid of the cows and can't have a car or air conditioning. But, oh, the globalists can all arrive in their big private jets from around the world and then fly off to Davos itself up on the mountaintop in their black helicopters. If you're watching, you actually saw that. I'm not just saying that. So that's coming up in about 2 hours or an hour and 50 minutes. Ezra Levant. And it was Ezra last year before it happened. I mean, day one. He called me and he said, can I come on the show? And normally it's me trying to get him on the show. He's very busy. And he always obliges, but he sort of takes a few days. He called up the producer. He said, I got to get on. He said, Trump's going to get Mark Carney elected or installed, is basically what happened. If he keeps saying 51st state and running down Canadians, we love Americans. The Trudeau party, the Liberal party, has a 15% approval rating. The conservatives are going to win. They're not perfect, but they're far better. Trump has got to stop it. He goes, I know Canadians, they're going to end up, you know, Trudeau's party's going to use this to demonize America and get back in power, and they did. And now Carney has pledged allegiance to Communist China and is literally handing the country over to them. So you're worried about Greenland, Trump, in the Arctic. What about Canada? It's even more important. So Trump screwed the pooch on that. And you notice it took us months to get him to stop making the jokes and, oh, our hockey team's going to beat your hockey team. And yeah, 51st state. He made the joke to Trudeau when he was president-elect at Mar-a-Lago. Everybody thought it was funny, so he kept doing it. And then it wasn't America trying to help Canada and get a better deal for both of us. It wasn't, oh, we're going to help free you from the globalists. No, it's, you've been screwing us, we're going to screw you back. You know, milk costs three times what it does here in Canada. I mean, everything does, because they have oligopolies and monopolies. When you have the, you know, 300% tariffs on average on U.S. goods, that also, they have those on other countries too. That means that that you can then have basically combines inside your cartels, inside your country, that rip you off. Canadians pay more for lumber, more for everything than we do, even though they've got all the lumber, all the oil, all the milk, all the eggs, everything, because there's only two companies that are allowed to sell milk and eggs up there. I mean, it's just terrible. He should have addressed it like that, and we would have gotten the conservatives in, but no. So on this Greenland thing, we have, at the end of World War II, we liberated it from the Nazis. We have the lease deal for the military bases that both parties have to agree to end the contract, just like Guantanamo Bay. That's how Cuba can't kick us out, because we got that over 100 years ago in a deal. So I get he made this big fight to basically push NATO and the EU around and Denmark around, and to get them to attack him as a way to, you know, basically illustrate to Americans that America is a superpower. We're throwing our weight around. We're not going to let the EU tell us what to do. But it's too cute by half. And that is not the way to address it. We have the way to address it. And I'm going to get on the phone today to Roger Stone. And if I need to, I can get Trump on the phone. Problem is, I got to then have the phone on at all times, on the ringer on, because it's always when I'm on air or 1 a.m. I'm asleep. And then they'll say, unknown, will you talk to the president? Yes, but I've got to literally have it glued to my head, because I don't normally watch my phone. And I miss, you know, I've missed 95% of the calls I've ever gotten from Trump. It's very frustrating. And the secretary will call back an hour later. Are you ready for the call now? Stand by in 10 minutes. So it's just like, it's easier for me to just get Roger on the phone. And Roger's always very responsive. A lot of times he's already ahead of the curve. He's like, oh, yes, I'm actually leaving today. On the Epstein stuff, we got Trump to stop what he was doing. You know, he's like, oh, it's all a hoax. No, you mean you being involved is a hoax. It's very serious, very real. And Roger literally went up there for 7 days, you know, in the White House to get him to do that. And I'm not going to sit by like the Canada fiasco with this Greenland thing and not give him the talking points that are true and absolutely devastate the globalist. And I am very thankful to Matt Bracken, best-selling author, former Navy SEAL, geopolitical terrorism expert, for contacting me this morning. And I said, well, this is so important, you should just take over the fourth hour. He is a genius. And by genius, he just has a war map of the whole planet in his brain, even better than I do. I mean, I can just randomly on the air bring up some obscure little channel or river area, and he already knows all of it. I've like tested him. I'm like, God, this guy's like brainiac. And he's worried about Trump's messaging on this, and he has come up with something that is true and is devastating. Devastating. And if Trump does this, it's game over. But I understand that Trump's picking a fight with NATO and the EU because he's going to win it. and he's changing the subject because they are blocking the peace deal with Ukraine and Russia. And he's finally saying what I've been saying for a year. Zelensky's a puppet of NATO. We all know that. And they're not ever going to make a deal until we cut off all the funding. We've already cut off a lot of it. We have to cut off all the funding to Ukraine. That means to NATO, because they're going to still give it to them. We fund, what, half of NATO, 85% of Ukraine. And then Trump has to turn off the intelligence. And that doesn't mean guys with binoculars, folks. That means the geospatial, the satellites, the weapons telemetry, GPS, all that. Europe, by the way, operates off of our satellites and GPS and all of it. They don't have any of it. Nothing. So I'm not saying turn theirs off in general. I'm just saying turn it off over Ukraine. And just say, we're no longer involved. It's turned off. Bye-bye. Because they're going to keep laundering billions a week of money. They're going to keep, you know, the thousands of dead a week. They're going to continue to try to come up with dirty tricks and false flags inside Russia to try to suck us into this war. So I am 100% behind Trump for that. And 100% behind him shutting down the border, deporting the illegals, redeclaring our sovereignty against the UN replacement of migration. Absolutely what the doctor ordered. We are politically, culturally, societally suicidal and physically suicidal. We don't back that. But in this balkanized, polarized world, there's not just polarization from left and right. Beyond the left-right paradigm, there is polarization in Trump supporters that you either do nothing but bitch about Trump and say everything's gloom and doom because you're not really a Trump supporter. You're getting boosted by the left and promoted by them. You see that with the influencers everywhere. Or people are totally white-pilled and say, shut up, he knows what he's doing, 50 trillion D chess. I called it, as a event called it first, a disaster. They got the globalist in power again up there, and now Carney's literally signing over Canada to communist China. Land, the resources, everything. I mean, they had 50,000 Chinese troops up there training. That's confirmed. They have their own police departments that operate like the Muslims have with Sharia law. It's bad. It's real bad. And Trump needs to get his act together on this and specifically point out that he is a champion of the people of Greenland. And who are the majority of the people in Greenland? You saw Nick Shirley's videos we aired yesterday when he was in Greenland a few months ago. And you saw people walking around the street, and what did they look like? They were handsome-looking Asians. And that's what Inuit are. They're all over the north. They're in Russia. They're in Greenland. They're in Iceland. They're up in Canada. They're in Alaska. And they test their blood. They are basically Chinese, with a little bit of white in them, because over the tens of thousands of years, you know, kind of the wild Chinese, the Huns, whatever you want to call them, the Mongols were all over. They interbred with some whites. So that's why they've dug up mummified skeletons in the Midwest, the U.S. They're 10,000 years old. So they're pure Native American. And what is their genetics? 95% Chinese, 5% Northern European. That's why a couple of the languages in Northern Europe, if you actually look at the language, it's actually Asian-based, because that was going on all over the place. And yes, there were Viking expeditions. They've dug up tombs of Vikings. They've dug up the swords. It's been in some of the university reports, but they don't really promote it because it doesn't fit into the whole paradigm. Although a white man stole the land, it doesn't matter. The point is that people have been over here for a long time. They've found in Aztec and Mayan ruins jade that is only in Japan and China, in 5,000-year-old, you know, graves of kings. And they know by testing it, oh, that's from Japan. That's because they had trade with them, folks. The world's a lot more complex. The history we've got is very limited, because when the Alexandria Library got burned up and a bunch of others by the barbarians and then by the Muslims, we lost all that. And it just became fables, just like Plato wrote his Republic and several other books. And then they always thought, oh, he just made that up. And then they keep finding everything he said. So it's just super, super interesting. And I'm kind of hinting at what it is, so I'll elaborate coming up. But it turns out Denmark caught red-handed, because the stuff in Canada is not red-handed, where they, you know, dig up all these dead babies at these Native American orphanages. And sure, there was some abuse and bad things that went on. But it's been exaggerated. And yeah, what do you think happened 100 years ago when kids died in an orphanage from the flu or whatever? You know, they buried them. Not the case in Greenland. The majority of the population is Inuit. You can see them right there. You look at that crowd, most of them are brown. And they're mixed with whites, so they're, you know, Amerasian. But the point is that Greenland admits it, and on record, sterilized half the women after World War II and had a really aggressive eugenics project to get rid of them. And so Trump needs to get into that and say, you will be your own country. You will be a protectorate of the United States. And we're going to invest all this massive money. And don't insult them with $100,000 a piece. You do like Alaska, and you say every citizen of Greenland that's born there, can't be a birthright, it has to be you were born there, gets 10% of oil and gas revenue of any new exploration. I mean, there are folks up in, you know, Alaska, if those don't know, a lot of people don't have to work because they just get a check because you get a small percentage of the money. And why not? It's your land. It's your deal. So Trump, just win the damn thing. Don't insult them with $100,000. They like America. That's what Nick Shirley found. That's what I've seen in the statistics. They hate Denmark. They love America. They want the majority. Everybody he talked to said, no, we want America to come in. This is months and months ago. Nick Shirley went there. Now, with this bravado and this over-the-top crap, they're like, well, no, you're not going to just come in here and push us around. And this is our country now. Denmark said it was our country, but that in the fine print, it wasn't. But still, our contract is stronger than Denmark's, because Denmark at the end of World War II wasn't really thinking about the contracts we got with, you know, Greenland. It was less than 10,000 people there now. Now it's about 45,000. So give every person native born to Greenland, whether they be white or whether they be Eskimo, Inuit, give them a percentage of oil and gas exploration up to 12 miles off their coast. And they're all instant millionaires just like that. They will instantly sign the agreement. You come up with an agreement like that, absolutely guaranteed 99% of them are going to sign it. And then you've got it all peacefully. Because if you think the Chi-Coms are going to give you a percentage of the resources, if you think, and by the way, they are, the Chi-Coms are moving and they put leftist governments in. They're censoring people. They're bullying people. I've been studying Greenland quite a bit as of recently. And Trump is right. They're making the move. And the next big crisis, you know, 10, 20, 30 years from now, is going to be the Arctic. So Trump, as Bessette said, Treasury Secretary, is thinking long-term strategically. So I kind of already let the cat out of the bag, but I'm going to get to newscast. I'm going to show you. Look at this. Denmark apologizes to Greenland's forced contraception victims. And they gave them IEDs that were designed to sterilize them that they knew weren't really just a device you put up in the uterus, a little wire, a little scraper on the end where it creates irritation. So the women don't have their menstrual cycles. They designed those, and it came out in court, not just for Greenland, but for the Western world to destroy women's uteruses. My mom will get mad if I talk about it, but it's just the way it is. I love her. She doesn't listen to the show. Mom, sorry. I just got to save a lot of people here. I'd have brothers and sisters. I have my sister. She's adopted. Great person, family, totally. Has blood, South Korean. My mother, my dad was about to finish medical school, went and got the Dalcon Shield IED and sterilized her and caused a lot of medical problems. And they later admitted that they knew that's what it was doing. So they weren't just doing it to the Inuits. They do it to everybody. But the point is that the left all fetishizes you being done to Native Americans, which is wrong, or Native Greenlanders. You just use that, which is true. Like, you're going to let the people that sterilized half the women, they admit, in the country were sterilized purposely by a very similar device to the Dalcon Shield. And, of course, they had, like, some $8 billion settlement 30 years ago on that and all the rest of it. And all the women that got sterilized got, like, oh, here's $20,000 or whatever. You know, it's just absolute pure evil. So my grandmother was told she got polio from the second polio vaccination by her doctor. And then she was in a wheelchair and crutches the rest of her life, died at 93. And I'm used to my own family, the level of the savagery of the medical system. And the average doctor's great. It's the big pharma. It's the system. It's how they say, oh, this shot's to make you where you don't get COVID, but actually raises your immune system and gives you long COVID. And the doctors are like, hey, we believe it. They say it's safe. You know, it's all of us are being targeted by this. So they put these in the women. They sterilize them. And they basically forced them to do it. I mean, they forced them to. They made them do it. And again, it wasn't just for the year. You know, they put it in you and put a new one in every year or so. They made them do it. And it also gives women endometriosis. It just fries women. Cuts all these holes in your uterus. And again, the endometrium is designed to basically, once a woman isn't impregnated, it's not fertilized, it goes in and chews off all of that fertilizer, basically blood product, is what lines the uterus. Nutrient rich soil for the zygote to grow in. And then that endometrium gets out of the uterus and starts attacking the rest of the organs. Any women ever had this, they're like, oh, yeah, hell on earth. So it isn't just something that makes them they can't have babies. It killed a bunch of them. So imagine if Trump would have attacked Carney and said he's a globalist that rips you all off and is screwing you over and your housing prices, bringing in all these foreigners, and we're going to make good deals with you to buy your goods. We'll buy yours. We're going to balance this out. We love Canadians. Canada be free right now. Instead, they've announced all guns be confiscated. They already took most of them. We always knew when they registered the guns, they take them. That's happening. Canada is now basically North Korea. So, Trump, you're about to screw the pooch again with the Greenland thing. At many levels, it's smart. At other levels, it's not. I'll get more into that coming up in detail. But it's a big deal. We need... I'm going to explain this. I'll give it all to Roger. We'll write a memo. And then he'll go eat dinner with Trump, but you got to, like, really get Trump's attention. You usually got to hang around him for days to get anything done. So we'll talk about it when we come back.
We'll be right back. something feels wrong. There is a disturbance in the force. Someone is awake past their curfew. I sense unauthorized viewing. If they are watching what I think they're watching, there will be hell to pay. You are watching Alex Jones on the Death Star.
Lord Vader, it's not what it looks like.
Dew is here. I must find him before it's too late. This place holds many secrets, and I am here to uncover them.
No way, I'm not getting involved with that. I feel the power surging through me. The Force is stronger than ever. Yes, Rob, yes. This is the ultimate power.
Sold out to it. They're blind to their cowards. You don't want to be part of them. Like Patrick Henry said, forget you are our brethren. Go from us in peace. Crouch down and lick the hand that feeds you. Let your chains sit lightly upon you. As for me, give me liberty or give me death.
If you are receiving this transmission, you are the resistance. A new world order. A new world order. A new world
order. Leading a frontal assault on the lies of the New World Order, it's Alex Jones.
A memo to the president on what he needs to do, but you don't need to wait for that. You can write these points down, maybe add a few you think are important. Flood Truth Social with it. Call the White House with it. You know, a lot of nights he sits there and just answers the phone randomly.
To the best of my ability, and will to the best of my ability, preserve, protect, and defend.
Preserve, protect, and defend.
The Constitution of the United States.
The Constitution of the United States.
So help me God.
So help me God.
Congratulations, Mr. President.
It's been 1 year since President Trump was sworn in for the second time. Right around this time, exactly. 365 days ago to basically the minute. In fact, it was about 11:34 or 5 Central, a little past noon Eastern. Let's go back to this historic footage. Trump gets a F-minus on the Justice Department indicting and prosecuting the deep state. He gets an A-plus on the border. He gets an A-plus on economy as fast as he can, getting jobs and investment here. He gets an A-plus on rehabilitating us in the culture wars, trying to get the public to not have our will broken and to not be demoralized. He gets an A-plus on banning men and women's sports. The list goes on and on. and shattering the control of the Democrat Party has had over so much of society by going in with Doge and just massively finding trillions in fraud and cutting it off. And it goes on and on, the great things he's done. I mean, there's new stuff every day. Capping credit card interest at 10%. Going in and signing an order. Capping residential electric bills by forcing tech giants to pay for soaring costs but from their data centers. Energy prices almost cut in half, 45% in just 1 year. On and on and on and on. FDA removes web content, saying cell phones are harmless. HHS study set to be released soon, actually showing what different types of cell towers do, 5G, you name it, and the fact that it is linked directly to cancer, which they always knew. But that's the changes going on. Fluoride, deadly for the brain, lowers IQ, causes infertility, cancer, being pulled out of the states because of federal recommendations. All mRNA vaccine funding by the government killed. Vaccine preparedness, vaccine liability protection funding for all the major vaccines pulled. All mercury in vaccines outlawed. All of the poison dyes outlawed. What was that, 5-6 months ago? They gave them a year to get it done, and they're already pulling it out everywhere? Yeah, just on Kennedy alone and what he's doing, incredible. Gabbard releasing all the different classified documents on Crossfire Hurricane, Arctic Frost, all of it. She's done an A+. But where are the prosecutions of Antifa? Yeah, a few of them that burn up Teslas or shoot people. Yeah, they've been arrested and charged and convicted. And yeah, they've convicted over 100 Somalis in the last year for the fraud. That's not something new we just discovered. The Republicans in Congress in the 1990s exposing it. But it's just gotten bigger and bigger and bigger and bigger and bigger. And yeah, they've opened a criminal investigation into Ilhan Omar. She's definitely one of the main people involved. She went from having no money to over $30 million. Believe me, that's just what she admits she has. Yeah, that's all great. But I want to see indictments and I want to see convictions. Now, that said, we can't paradoxically throw Trump out and just say we're not defending him, we don't support him. Because on so many fronts, we're gaining so much ground on the enemy. But on removing the deep state, on prosecuting them, it's an F-. On taking the security clearances and cutting their money off, B+. So I'm not going to ever apologize for supporting Trump. But I want to say something here really important before I get to the news. We built this audience of patriots. We built... If you study it, even the globalists have major university courses on it. At Harvard, at UT, you can pull these up. We've covered them. And they've been saying this for 10 years. It's accurate that Ron Paul and his movement basically took over the Tea Party intellectually in the last 20 years. And in their studies, in their demographic numbers, they said InfoWars was the main pollinator of that. So that's our audience of activists. I don't get the credit. It's all of you, but... InfoWars and Ron Paul were the only big institutions, organizations getting the word out through the great network of people like you, us together. And so that built the runway or the launch pad for Trump to swoop in 2016. And then much of our operating system, much of our political beliefs got adopted, at least by the speechwriters. Steve Bannon, Stephen Miller, Dr. You know, the different doctors, different researchers, different scientists that are there, Dr. Beatty. And a lot of that got into policy in the first four, but not as much as now. They're not just paying lip service to the patriot movement. I mean, we're the dominant vein of culture in the White House now. And so Trump has a decent grasp of history, but a lot of blank spots. People that I know him well, and I've talked to him. But what he did do is when he was in military academy, they taught about it. And so they had assignments for the years he was there. And he was basically got made the leader because he was top of his class and all the rest of it. And so they had to write essays and papers and read all these books about Americana and American policy and William McKinley and Teddy Roosevelt and George Washington and Andrew Jackson. And so, and I've had Trump's classmates on about this. You know, Trump was talking about it then. So he does have history on what made America great. And he does know about that. So he's literally doing what Teddy Roosevelt did, what William McKinley did, what Andrew Jackson did, because that's his, you know, he's probably read 20 history books. I've read thousands. But it's okay, because at least he's got that. All right? Because if you're going to only read a few, he read the right ones. So he really is all about this country. I mean, it's like a baby chicken or a duck. When it cracks out of its egg, the first thing it sees, whether it's a cow or a horse or a cat or a dog, even if it's not its mother, it imprints and follows it around. And anybody that's ever had ducks or out on a farm, and I've lived on a farm and they had ducks, and you see them, and when they hatch out and they're there and they get up and they see you, you better watch out. And then when you go in the house, they will try to wait and just quack and, you know, wait till you come back out, because, you know, they think you're mama. And so Trump imprinted on America like a baby duck. It's not an act. And if I had to describe Trump, he's very funny, very smart, has a lot of skills, but he is definitely autistic, savant level. But he's got his blind spots. So we got Trump in. We fought like hell. We went through hell to get him in, and then they tried to kill him, and all the impeachments and all the lies and all the things he survived that we survived together. And because I've been tortured and sued and demonized and surveilled for Trump and for America, you bet I don't want to just give up on him. But then I can intellectually sit back and say, are you backing Trump so hard because you invested so much time and energy in it, and now you don't want to admit you're wrong? No, that's nothing to do with it. No, I mean, I can sit there and look at him compared to the Democrats and look at all the good stuff that's happening, and it's not even a discussion of course I'm backing him. And by being supportive on the good stuff, Trump and the White House know I'm a friend, and they listen. And they routinely get the guests we have on about segments that they show the president, like Mark Mitchell and others that don't want to be named, and they go up to the White House and advise them. And I've been invited to go do it too, but I don't really decline it. I say, oh yeah, here's my email. Just send that invitation, knowing if I don't follow up, it's not going to happen. And it's not that I'm scared to go to the White House and do it. There's something about me by the president, me talking to the president, that makes the deep state just go see red. And I'm not scared to fight the globalists, but I pick my battles. So I'd rather be very influential on air, very influential back channels, very influential everywhere, but I don't like to go to Mar-a-Lago. I don't like to go to the big events. I just got invited again. And I'm just like, yeah, strategically, I think I need to be under the radar here a little bit. And the bad guys are watching. They already know all this, but it's that image of me with Trump. I mean, Trump wanted to get me up there 6 months ago and, you know, honor me and, you know, say, walk out in the back, Alex is great, blah, blah, or whatever, along with, you know, some other folks, and like he did Flynn. And I just said, yeah, I got a family engagement. I can't come. Sorry. Thank you. And it's not a snub. It's that I can get more done if he's bombarded with something. Roger will tell you, you got to hit him and 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 hit him. And then he clicks and then he does it. But he's got to offer the Greenlanders a percentage of any oil or gas revenue, which is totally normal and natural like Alaskans have. It's done. And then on top of it, by the way, remember Denmark sterilized half your women, and most of those women are still alive. They're pissed. You just got almost half the population on your side just by that statement. And saying Denmark would never even let you know you should be getting some of the oil and gas money. This will be reparations for you. Not reparations 200 years later. You don't do that for somebody that wasn't the victim. No, these are the victims. So it's not reparations. It's restitution. And it's done. It's done. It's done. And then, because no one's planted the flag up there, China and others are moving in with oil exploration, saying they'll just drill wherever they want. By saying they're in charge, by saying they own it, which they do, the Inuits have to plant the flag. And then they will have rightful ownership of it. That is a no-brainer. Just, my God, please do it. Just please. And I can advise you guys on every other major subject about optics. But this is the I don't give an F Trump, which is a good thing in many ways. He doesn't care how the globalists threaten him. He doesn't care. You know, he's doing what he thinks is right. The problem is, though, people that kiss his ass and people that are nice to him and people that lie to him, he has a blind spot for Todd Blanche and Pam Bondi and the rest of them. And it is going to be the death of us. I mean, it is terrible. Absolutely terrible. And we've now learned that Susie Wiles has opposition research being done by the RNC and others on General Flynn and others. You can probably imagine who. And I already knew about this, but Flynn got the documents. All because they are worried about MAGA in the future once Trump leaves, and they're worried about who is seen as the heirs to MAGA. Not that we want to run for president, not that we want to be in charge, but they know people are going to listen to us. And so that's a very dangerous position. So I've got the Democrats want to destroy me because I'm influential, and they know I'll stand up for whatever's right for the country and freedom, no matter who's in office. And then we've got the Republicans with their knives out as well, who I've already had, and they're private meetings and they're off record, and so I don't violate confidences. It's not criminal. If it's not criminal, I won't violate a confidence. I mean, I'll talk about in general what happened, but before the Democrats even sued me, it was the Republicans came to me. Not Trump people, but the top Republicans. And they said, look, richest guy in the world, not Musk at the time. We want to finance you. If you don't do this, the Democrats are coming for you. They got all the lawsuits ready. And I just said, I can't do that. And then they told me about a month later was another meeting. And they said, why don't you just come talk to these guys? And I go in there and they go, this is off record, right? I go, okay. And then there's these top Democrat lawyers. You see them on TV. And I'm just like, what is this, guys? They're like, Alex, we love you, man. Come on. Don't be stupid. Make it work with us. We like you. Come on. The Republican lawyers are like, And you have to understand, like, these lawyers, I mean, like their wives are the heads of federal agencies and stuff. You know what I mean? Like, these are like the lawyers. And I'm just sitting there. And I'm like, guys, I told you I just can't do this. I go, we really feel sorry for you then, man. And boy, it just, within a week, opened up on all the TV channels demonizing me. All these lies, news articles every day, everywhere. You saw it on every TV channel, everything. They had somehow, with their algorithms, they even had AI then, tracked what was going to happen with the show, where it was building to, what was happening, if I was allowed to continue to communicate with Trump. And get him on board with this. But the great news is they stole the election. It woke everybody up even more. Now Trump's even more hardcore. And so it didn't work out the way they wanted. And that line of future concern they had with me was already a done deal. Fait complete. Because we'd already done the work waking up the grassroots, exposing the globalist system. We'd already discredited, not just here, but around the world. Not just myself, my guests, the crew, our audience, the films, many other people. We'd done that. And so they weren't going to be able to even kill me or put me in prison. Or just demonize me. Oh, we demonize the guy that's the Patriot leader. That will somehow demonize the movement. People are more sophisticated than that. And so with the absurd demonization the last 9 years, the public went, we don't trust you. We don't believe corporate media. We don't believe, we know you're attacking him. He must be good. And that actually made more people than ever tune in and actually made us even stronger, because I didn't buy their narrative that I was going to be destroyed, that I was just going to go away and that it was all over. So I'm very thankful to listeners and viewers and our affiliates and our sponsors and everybody that kept us on air. because we've really woken up a lot of people together. We've changed the world. You can be pessimistic about things not moving quick enough, but compared to how fast we were moving against the globalist 20 years ago, we're at light speed right now. And it's only picking up speed. So we really should sit back and understand where we are. But yeah, Republicans blast immoral Trump actions after issuing impeachment warning. And that's with him and the Greenland statements, which are completely tongue-in-cheek. Oh, I guess since you don't like peace, I guess I'll just do what's right for America and take this. And that's just Trump jerking the chain and stirring things up. But let me just complete the statement here, very simply. I am heavily invested in Trump. He's something we built, though imperfect, much better than the alternative. And you can sit back as a purist and say, no, we need things to get worse faster, and we need to just be absolute purist, and we need to just not support any of these politicians or any of these groups. And I can understand that thinking, and you know, it's simple. You don't have to do much research. It makes you feel good. But, I mean, killing global carbon taxes, killing the Davos initiative, the Club of Rome project, the Paris Accords, that was just a death sentence for billions, neo-feudalism, total tracking control, incredible thing Trump did. He just pulled us out of 66 UN agencies, effectively leaving the UN last week. I mean, I could go on forever here. So, this is our big success. Trump is our battering ram, smashing the enemy, as flat as a pancake. Now, we could try to redirect the battering ram and get it to do a better job, but it's still our battering ram. We summoned this creature. And you wanted somebody to stand up and to go after our enemies, you got it, folks. Does that mean it's 79 and the rest of it, he's going to be perfect? No, none of us are. Although they're talking to a black congressman who went to West Point, and they were attacking him on CNN. They're like, why? You know, at West Point, they've got a Robert E. Lee building. And he goes, yeah, I've actually stayed there when I was, you know, that's where I live when I was there. He goes, I realized, you know, that if we took the names of everybody that wasn't perfect off buildings, the only name we'd have on buildings is Jesus Christ. By the way, they teach them about Robert E. Lee at West Point. So they all know about Robert E. Lee. And they all know what they were told about him and true. And they just admire him. Just like they admired the Northern folks. I mean, it was a terrible thing that happened. But the point is that I don't think I am positive enough about how far we've moved the needle and how great Trump is. And by great, great at dismantling the globalists. I mean, their system is in tatters. They admit it. And their system is scientifically designed to be evil, scientifically designed to enslave humanity. They're the ones that want to cut your son's genitals off. They're the ones that release illegal aliens that have committed murders and robberies, and then they do it again, and they release them again. They know what they're doing. Memos just came out in Congress of the fraud investigators years ago in Minnesota, when it was already billions 4 years ago, and they said, yeah, none of these companies are open, none of these places have kids, none of these places have physicians, none of them have patients, but the governor's office has told us that we'll be called racist if we stop this, so we're to close all investigations. And they put it in emails, you know, the heads of these anti-fraud investigations, heads of agencies, said, okay, well, we've got the order from the governor and from the AG because we don't want to be called racist. That's why they set the Somalis up with the fraud. It's why they funded them. If I hear one more person say that the Minnesota government was incompetent and allowed this to happen, I'm going to go crazy. Incompetent? This was done with precision from the top down. And that's why in the cases of the Somalis that have gone to jail, they find out, oh, only 30-40% was in their pocket. And that's the deal they cut. They send the majority to the Democrats above them, not as campaign contributions, but other ways. And then they send the next big group money to Somalia. That's their tribe. And then they keep part of it. And then they, individuals are making like $8 million a year. They got, big mansion and Ferraris and, Maybach, Mercedes, and they're buying land all over the world, and they're got yachts. Yeah, but that's just on a couple million they're getting apiece. If they're keeping $2 million, they're pushing $6 million out the door. You just think they just, they're incompetent, let them do that? No, they're running that. And they're running it in other groups all over the country. And that's how they can try to buy everybody off. Because the Democrat Party is a bunch of criminal pirates. And the Somalis, they found a very good kindred spirit. They're now saying they want no-go zones where whites cannot enter certain areas of Minneapolis. All right, before I go any further, I got huge news next hour. I haven't even scratched the surface yet. Let me tell you about the huge sale. This is a massive sale going on right now. We have an amazing group of deals right now at thealexjonesstore.com. All T-shirts are 25% off, and there's not much markup in them, so that's huge. All hats are 20% off. Hoodies are 25% off. Widest selection you're going to find out there, some of the best designs. Some absolutely terrible designs. I'm just joking, some of mine. Up to 45% off Life Force. That's Ultimate Life Force. That is the best spike protein detox pro cardiovascular system. Everybody should be on that. Atomic Defense, incredible immune booster. So good for your whole body. Everybody should be on that. That's 45% off right now. Up to 40% off bovine colostrum, CMOS capsules and gummies. The Irish CMOS, the turmeric, strongest out there. Ultimate turmeric, ultimate burn, a natural fat burn, also great for your metabolism. Up to 35% off ultramethylene blue capsules and tincture, Shilajit gummies and capsules, ultra DNA revival. That's the same as, or similar to DNA Force. Power Plant, Methyl Drive, MK Ultra. Those are all incredible products. And ultramethylene red, proprietary, over the top. Stacks well with methylene blue, but by itself, incredible clarity, focus, energy with no letdown. And they are exclusive. Methylene red is back in stock at thealexjonesstore.com. And if you're going to buy anything there in your profile, become a VIP for $30 a month, canceling time for free. You instantly get $40 to spend, special deals, special offers, special sales on everything. So if you're going to buy anything, be a VIP. And I thank you for your support. We'll be right back with hour number two. Stay with us.
Ladies and gentlemen, Nitric Boost, the all-time fan favorite, is now back in stock at InfoWarsStore.com.
You've looked at our formula. You like it?
I did, and I do. Yes. Well, nitric oxide is a key. It's made by our own bodies again. It's made by L-citrulline and L-arginine, the amino acids.
Ladies and gentlemen, Dr. Judy Mikovits, without me even knowing she'd gotten it and used it, came on years ago and said this was the best spike protein detoxer she'd found.
So you want to boost your own body's ability. The nitric oxide relaxes the endothelium, the vasculature. It relaxes the vein. So I use the two, your InfoWars. I keep that on my shelf. And I feed myself the Cardio Miracle, which is just for straight food. It's a different formulation than that one. And the two together are a 1-2 punch. So you get in your food the ability to make what you need and no more.
It is already a nationwide best-selling bodybuilding product for over 20 years. Bodybuilders take it as it helps grow muscles and better workouts and things. So for those of you that love Nitric Boost, it's back in stock right now at InfoWarsStore.com. And for those that haven't tried Nitric Boost, you are really missing out. Secure your Nitric Boost right now at InfoWarsStore.com. We're battling in the courts. We're still here. A year after the Onion said they bought us, we might actually hold on and win. But regardless, the shopping cart's there, the shipments are going out, and you will get your product. But if you don't order it, support us, we'll be off the air. So please take action now at InfoWarsStore.com and experience Nitric Boost for yourself. It's good for men and women. Get your Nitric Boost now, right now, exclusively at InfoWarsStore.com. And thanks for being the reason, one way or another, we'll always be on the air. InfoWarsStore.com, Nitric Boost, back in stock.
We'll be right back.